I said, stop. Don't be scared. Come in. And he was walking like a snail. And I was here yelling and shouting. And when he came here, I said, bro, there's a lesson inside this, ladies. He sat down. He goes, all I want to say to you is just one thing. Thank you very much. I don't know what you did, but last night, this is wallahi his statement. For the last 3 years, I could not sleep properly. Last night, I had the most comfortable sleep in my life. I go, alhamdulillah. And that person after that was interested. I haven't seen him since, but was interested in Islam, wants to know about Islam. But this is the reality, brothers. This is the reality. Magic is a fact. Possession is a fact. It can happen to anyone. And the only way you can cure it is by the Quran and Sunnah. Not by those devils, by making you drink blood or whatever. And the last verse of Al-Falaq is, وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ. And from the evil of the envier when he envies. And I'm pretty sure everyone knows what jealousy is and what envy is. But believe me, brothers and sisters, envy and jealousy are among the most destructive emotions and feelings a person can have. Because it causes a person to wish what? Evil on others. He wished for others on, you know, evil. And when misfortune happens to them, how does he become sad? He becomes happy. Scholars have said envy or a jealous person, he can reach to a certain degree of kufr. Why? Because he thinks that Allah has not been fair on him. And he deserves more than what he's been given. You know, why has this person got such and I haven't got this? But we've got to understand, brothers and sisters, that Allah Ta'ala deliberately gives people more than others. Whether it is beauty, knowledge, intelligence, children, assets, wealth, life, any blessing, He gives people more than others. Wallahu faddala ba'dakum 'ala ba'din fil rizq. Allah has favored others over others in provision, in sustenance. At the same time, He commanded us not to want that which you haven't got, others have. وَلَا تَتَمَنَّوا مَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بِهِ بَعْضَكُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. And do not wish for that which He has favored others with. But why? Because these blessings are nothing but tests, exams. The more blessings that you receive from the Almighty Lord, the more exams you will encounter. And do the materials of this life, do they make one superior to another? Absolutely not. Materials of this life does not make you superior to another. True superiority lies in what, brothers and sisters? Lies in nothing but faith in Allah Ta'ala. As He clearly says explicitly, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. Indeed, the most noble, the most honored of you in the sight of Allah is the one that is most pious, righteous. And in order to discourage envy and jealousy, Muhammad SAW taught us this too. Do not look to those who are above you, but look to those who are below you. And that will be an easier way to remind yourself of Allah's blessings upon you. And if we knew the evil that is in jealousy and envy, we would never do it. As Sulaiman ibn al-Ash'ath, Abu Dawood, mentions in an authentic narration that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِيَّاكُمْ وَالْحَسَدْ فَإِنَّ الْحَسَدَ يَأْكُلُ الْحَسَنَاتِ كَمَا يَأْكُلُ الْحَطَبُ النَّارِ. Beware of jealousy and envy, for indeed jealousy destroys good deeds just as fire destroys wood. So we've got to understand, brothers and sisters, even though your brother or your sister's got more than you, do not desire it. Do not want it. These are materials of this life. The only time that you should desire something from your brother is when? Faith. When you see this person doing more Islam, performing more righteousness than you. You desire that. You don't desire it in the sense where you want to eye gouge him, strike him, whap, kill him, which is the ayn. No. But you desire what he's got so you can be like him and better. Because the evil eye is a fact and it's reality. Wallahi al-Azim. So be very, very careful. Whenever you like something, whenever you feel something is beautiful, you say, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah all the time. But what do you say? Subhanallah. When you see something that you like, what do you say? Masha'Allah. Tabarakallah. Not Masha'Allah. You can say it's a common thing, but it is Tabarakallah. Because that is what came to us through authentic narrations. And Masha'Allah, there is no base for that. It is Tabarakallah. Every time you see something you like, you desire, whether on yourself or in yourself or in your belongings or in your assets or with other people, you always say Tabarakallah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Inshallah, we'll leave it now for any questions.